look at it. I'm super calm. And before it was just sad. Are you double dipping energy drinks over there?
Yep. The thought of injecting anything just like freaks me
Scares the
out.
heck out of me, man. Even like the little nutrition shots, like little B12 shots.
Yeah.
I've done that before. I've done it
Like
on my butt.
yourself?
No, I've done it from at a there's like these health clinics, and they have some
Wow.
nurse. And she's like, "Pull your pants down." And you're like, "Yes, ma'am." And I've done that once. I posted it on the academy at the time, but I don't love the idea of putting a lot of things in my body like that, due to the fact that it just seems excessive. But I'm sure it plays an important role for certain people.
And gotta
It's not
make
a
sure
thing I'm.
you aspirate the needle, probably. Make sure you don't fucking die because there's a oxygen bubble.
Oh yeah, true.
That's a pretty easy thing to perhaps miss, but it's a TRT community. And hearing the stories of all the idiotic advice, mostly from like people's care providers, is just mind-boggling. And then the fact that a lot of these people have already surrendered and so many of them are wanting to get out of it. And it's like, dude, like, hopefully it's not over for you, but you didn't understand the gravity of the choice that you made and you're screwed even worse now.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, this guy's like, yeah, I don't want to spend like $200 a week or a month. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't blame you, but for you to go to a gym, take care of the underlying issues, take care of your diet by replacing the money from eating out all the time and buying groceries and cooking your own meals, probably save money there. And then also just focusing on even supplements if you wanted, like the quality shit that has gone viral with Tongkat Ali. It's huge, and so many people are going to realize that perhaps they've made a mistake and want to switch, and that's
Hopefully.
quite a few of the posts I've been seeing. And some guy was like, "Oh, I'm only on this amount of a test from my doctor because I was normal. I was on the normal range for testosterone, so my doctor just decided to give me a low amount." And everyone in the comments was like, "That's way too low." And then it's been like 5 weeks for him. And it's like, yeah, but it's long enough and low enough to completely shut you down. So now you're a customer forever. And now you have to pay that every freaking month, every time. And apparently you have to pay per injection too. So for you to do it where it's more close to nature, getting a specific pulsatile amount of test, then you have to pay for more injectables, which costs like probably double as much. So you can either ride the roller coaster of being screwed over with your hormones, having huge ups and downs, or you just pay more and pay more forever. It's kind of opened my eyes for sure to a lot of the horrors of it and the fact that a lot of these guys are injecting themselves. It's crazy.
Even scarier. Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard, because this guy was talking about aspirating the needle too before injecting. And so many guys were just like, fuck it. I don't care. I never aspirated my entire life.
Fuck it.
And
I live on the edge.
yeah, I couldn't help but like just laugh out of the idiocy. And I feel like it's just compensatory masculinity is what it is. It's like, no, it's not masculine to not give a fuck, bro.
Good
And, jeez, dude. It's really opened my eyes.
Some of these crazy people. Yeah. I just think that masculinity definitely has a sort of ignorance to it, where it just becomes laziness and thinking that doing things because they're easier and they're not as painful or dangerous as putting in that hard work actually bites you in the ass more in the long term.
Yeah.